Democratic U.S. senators from the electoral battleground states of West Virginia and Arkansas slammed the Republican National Committee today because of a pamphlet the Republicans have been circulating, a pamphlet that suggests liberals would like to ban the Bible in America. A pamphlet is circulating in West Virginia and Arkansas, courtesy of the Republican National Committee, that says liberals want to ban the Bible. 2 weeks ago, the Republican National Committee sent a mass mailing to West Virginians suggesting this. Senator Robert Byrd, a West Virginia Democrat, said today, "What a ridiculous claim. It's a flat-out, no doubt about it, silly, sophomoric charge. The Republican National Committee is spreading this tripe solely to smear Democrats, and the president ought to demand that the Republican National Committee apologize." Senator Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat from Arkansas, said the same mailing was sent to Arkansas folk and said Republicans had stooped to a new low. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee confirmed the mailing was sent out to Arkansas and West Virginia and said, in short, liberals not only want to ban the Bible, they want God beheaded and heaven burned to the ground. Then they want small children tortured and little puppies sent through wood chippers. Was that it? No, she didn't stop there. She added, most liberals keep an American flag in their bathroom for wiping their popos, and if they could, they would tear up Arlington National Cemetery and develop it into a gay commune, allowing Osama bin Laden to handle the ribbon cutting. Was that it, or was there... No, there's more. Well, I can't continue with that quote. We have other news stories we want to get to.